Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Love & Hip Hop. She came back to me. This is Trinae. We're going to talk Love & Hip Hop. It's a whole lot going on. It's, of course, fights. It's, of course, all of that. But you know how we do. We're going to break it down. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I can't hear it that well.
Can we turn this beat some?
But I can't hear myself. Hey. Am I muted? Oh, maybe there it is. Oh, there it is. Hey. I thought I was going deaf for a second.
We need that drop. That trouble drop.
Oh, man. What'd you say?
What?
Hey, this
what?
Song.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
You nicked the trouble. Huh? You nicked the trouble.
Huh? We'll stop the interview then. We'll stop
wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up then. I love how he was rolling up his sleeve. You see that?
Yeah, he was like, huh?
Uh-huh. What's up, Nick? He's the first guy. He's the first guy with a tuck shirt on that was about that business.
Yes, it was about it. Did you see the meme where it was them and it was the Dave Chappelle skit with the blouses? Remember it? Yo, you gotta see that. The side by side is great.
Oh, somebody said they look like the little in between thing on that 70s show.
Hey. They're swagged up, though, so I'll give them that.
I mean, I'm not mad, but it is funny, though.
But
it is funny. It is funny, because they was about to go in on some skinny jeans. Yeah, for real.
They were.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Love & Hip Hop After Show, if you didn't know already. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me, ladies and gentlemen, at the Poet Saint all day, every day. And
ooh,
you can
smooth.
Find me.
Where can they find you?
At the my website.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stay
the
on the mic.
Chardonnay.com. Chocolate dipped strawberries.
Next to me is the incomparable.
Ooh,
the amazing.
Ooh, the beautiful.
The talented.
Oh, the luscious.
And beautiful.
Oh, the genius.
Trinae Todd.
Oh my gosh.
She blushing.
Oh gosh. No, what's up, you guys? It's your girl Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Of course, I got these brothers. Can't shake them because they always hear. But you know, I like that they hear because they know what they're doing. You know what it is. I'm just going to announce them together. It's Jimmy V and Khalil Abubu.
Yeah. Huh? What?
What'd you say?
Huh? What'd you say?
Say again.
You said I'm not on the panel. You said I'm not on the panel.
Wrap it up, guys.
You said I'm not on the panel.
I didn't hear you on the panel.
It looked like I ain't on the panel.
I'm trying to figure out. Huh?
Bad and Bougie, what?
Huh?
It's your boy Jimmy V, Twitter, Instagram, at Beer on Dad. Go check out the blog, beerondad.blogspot.com. It's popping.
Khalil Abubu at Khalil Boo Boo, a.k.a. Never Left Off Bad and Bougie, baby.
Never.
If you are wondering the references that we're making, if you watched the awards or just looked at all the memes and everything that was going on today.
If you were on Instagram at least once.
Exactly. Or Twitter or whatever social media outlet you use, you would have seen the interview with, what is the name of the... The outfit.
DJ
Agonet. I know it's DJ Agonet.
It's called Everyday Struggle.
Thank you. Everyday Struggle. DJ Agonet. Joe Budden.
Joe Budden.
Complex Magazine. Thank you.
Medusa. Now the moderator.
Where's our security?
Right, exactly.
Security.
She was calling for security.
Where's
That was her. That. That was her that said that.
That's
that
her name. Her. I think yeah. her name is like.
Tell them niggas to get from the crappy table.
No, but it was just super interesting. Like, everybody has their own perspectives and opinion on what happened. I think that Uncle Joe was trying to wrap it up.
Wrap it up,
and
y'all.
And he did the right thing. Yeah. Like,
Quavo
on.
Was like, wrap it up then.
Wrap it up then. Yeah.
I think
I need to hold the mic to do it.
I think it was if it was anybody else, if it was anybody else that said wrap it up but Joe, I think it would have been fine. But I think no, for real. But I think it's because of Joe, and again I was saying this before, I think because of his history of how he feels about certain type of hip hop artists or rappers, I think it was seen as a diss. And so once, you know, he said that, and then they were like, well, wrap it up then, and then it just became, and then of course he dropped the mic. That was super dramatic, I thought. And then after that, they was ready. They started rolling up the sleeves.
And the cousin.
What up, man?
Yeah. The cousin came out the back.
Right? There's always that one person.
Right. Always that one person.
Way ready.
Brings it from 3 to like 10.
They were actually calm. Yeah, they just kind of stood up.
Joe was like, chill. He's, nah, what's up, man?
What's up,
man? Get off me.
But yo, DJ Academics. This brother's been in the news.
Yeah.
Just last week, Big Mensa was dragging his name.
I saw that.
There were people on the carpet coming up to him like, you've been doing your thing. Like, they were like referring back to that incident. Obviously, he's known for his YouTube videos. I guess he just started the host in life. So, I don't know. He just got to work
Atlanta
on stuff.
Was real active yesterday.
Weren't you at the BET Awards?
Weren't you there?
And I ran into a whole bunch. I ran into Tommy yesterday, and I ran into Tammy. And then, as I was leaving the BET Awards, I seen Jocelyn, who seemed very aggravated and irritated because maybe she got kicked out of the award. She was like, "No, I'm done with this. I'm cool." And then somebody was like trying to talk to her. She's like, "You doing too much right now." Like, so she was looking good though. Jocelyn. I was like, I guess she don't want to talk to me. Show no love. All right.
Well, I mean, if you're getting kicked out, I don't.
She's probably busy.
I'm getting couched. Let me get an outro. The outro in the interview.
Jocelyn, gotta get a drop.
Yeah.
Gotta get a drop.
Carted off.
Atlanta was active.
What's up? What y'all on these drops today?
Let me get a drop. What's up then?
That's Charlamagne.
What it do? All right. So, Living Hip Hop, as we segue with the Atlanta malarkey, we see the continuation of what happened, how it ended with Stevie J and his daughters and Jocelyn, and how she was pretty much disrespectful to them, and they was kind of going to go at it. And so he's, you know, trying to calm his daughters down and, you know, defuse the situation. And I mean, Stevie J, I feel like he's constantly doing things that, and then tries after the fact. Like, he'll do something and then hope there's no repercussions. And then when there is, it's like, oh man, you know, I'm the good guy. You know, it's like Stevie J, you knew your girl, we'll just call Jocelyn his girl, right? Your girl is talking mad about your family. Like, these are your daughters,
your family, son.
In the blogs, on Instagram, whatever.
You let them talk about your family
and
like
then,
that.
So
son?
They
your
feel
wife,
some
kind
of way.
Like,
and it's like, yeah, you have a daughter with her, but at the same time, you can't imagine that everybody's just gonna get together because now there's a little one. I mean, you just can't imagine that.
Yeah, fuck that. I ain't letting that shit ride.
I ain't letting that ride. You let Jocelyn talk to your kids like
your
that?
Your kids like that?
Nah, homie.
Yo.
And she called them thotties, too. That was pretty messed up.
That was very messed up.
Hey, thotties.
That was very messed up. I mean, this Savannah's like 18 years old. Like, she's like just became an adult. Like, so, I don't know. I think
he's not an adult.
I think Stevie J's
legally.
in the middle of it all, of course. But I also think that he, like, plays a part because he says he's going to leave her alone, and he says that he's not talking to her at the moment. But we know that he's just going to go run back in to bed with
her. We've all been there, Trinae. It's called love.
That's love.
Right.
That's what it is on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
basically.
I think he likes the drama. I think also a lot of it is for ratings, because we talked about this, I think it was last week or the week before, like, he's got all the spinoffs. You know, him and Jocelyn got the spinoffs. So there's something to that as well. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like Jocelyn was definitely in the wrong, especially when you're dealing with young ladies like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and daughter said, Steve Fannis, like, I'm a kid, you know, I'm a teenager. You can't talking to me like you gonna look up on me, or you gonna, you know, like you gonna swing on me as I'm a teenager. Like, come on, man. Like, where's your respect at?
It would be crazy if, like, the kids was on it the whole time. Like, everybody was just in it for the storyline. Just like,
well, that wouldn't be crazy. That would probably just like, this is Love and Hip Hop. Like, this is not far fetched.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, we know you don't really like Jocelyn like that. So here's a story. You gotta play it out. You gotta act crazy and whatnot. And yeah, I wonder how the other baby mamas feel, because it's Stevie has like 6 kids now.
Yeah, he has quite a few. He's almost at the Guns level. He's almost
up there.
Almost at the Guns.
The trophy. They should have an award. Instead of a reunion, they should have an awards for the dads that have the most kids on this show.
Hey, would Stevie J be down with the Creep Squad? Would he be down?
Oh, I think he would lead the charge.
I think he would have his own charter of Creep Squad.
Okay.
So the Atlanta Charter. I could totally see that.
No, okay. Kirk would be on the Creep Squad. Yeah. Stevie J, sure. Rod, and Young Jock would definitely
Young
be on
Jock.
The
Young Jock's on the Scrappy. Squad.
Yeah. Scrappy would probably be
Young
on the
Jock
Creep
would
squad
probably
too.
Be the spokesperson, and I could see Stevie J being the head chair.
Jock got jokes. Yeah. Don't forget.
Oh, that's right. He was trying to be a comedian for 2 seconds.
That was good, though.
Come on.
I supported his comedy.
I thought
you went to his opening night.
I watched the episode and I thought it was a good idea.
Would you pay to go see him if he came to the... Okay. Just saying.
New Jock City was dope. 2005. New Jock City.
It's going down.
I was like, did you just go way back in time?
Oh, I know, man. You see it
when hip hop was real. Like, we see Tommy.
What type of laugh was that? I'm sorry, I gotta call her. She was like,
"That was the." It was kind of funny, but I just want to move on. That's what it was. Right? Yeah, okay.
That,
yeah. All right, just saying.
Got that, okay.
Tommy is designing her wine label. So she's really serious about this wine. She wants more, you know, gold and stuff like that in the label. Tammy comes by, and Tammy kind of fills her in, because Tommy did not go to Jamaica. So she was not part of the Kumbaya ceremony that they had. Mm-hmm. And so Tammy, you know, is trying to let her know what went down and everything. And basically, you know, maybe we can, you know, get you back on the fold. Because the last, you know, situation that happened when all of them were together that we saw was at the actual wine tasting event. So, and she feels some kind of way, obviously isolated. She also talked about her mother, how they're not getting along. How do you feel about that situation? The situation with Tommy and her mother? Because we see that later when the moms come together.
We've seen this story before.
Right.
They're going to try to mend them together. Uh-huh. They're going to get together. They get into another argument. And they're going to fight again. And it's not going to work. So it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously mending it. You know, everybody come back together. I liked what Deb said. You guys have to figure out another way to reconnect, because whatever you guys have been doing is obviously not working. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out another way to get to the prize.
Right.
Obviously, we saw in the predictions for next week that's not going to work out too well. I'm not surprised, and I think they're just doing it for ratings again.
You think they're doing it for ratings?
Mama D, she was like,
she deserves an Oscar.
She deserves. Oh my gosh, for real.
She deserves. I
haven't hugged Scrappy in 48 hours. I don't know
what I'm going through.
No, it was like she kind of was taken away from Sam's moment when she started crying.
Yeah. It was so bad.
It was like, let Sam have her moment.
Right, exactly.
Mama D's, you on the credits. Why you gotta take Sam's shine?
Right.
No, but Sam, she needs to go to rehab, not being judgmental, but the only way that she could show Tommy some sort of steps is if she goes to rehab. Because dealing with a parent who has addiction and things like that, you need to go to rehab in order for the child to see a change. Because you saying, you see how they did the little cheers, you're still drinking alcohol. You're not making no sort of changes.
And obviously, what was eye-opening was, and you know, I believe that there are true stories that they were all sharing about things that they've done in their past that they're not, you know, proud of. And Deb was saying things that she did. She wanted to be the biggest drug dealer there was. And, you know, Mama D, of course, you know, we know, you know, she's been open about her.
I don't know what you heard about me.
She's been very open.
Can't get a dollar out of
about
me.
About her situation. Samantha, Tommy's mom, talking about selling drugs while they're in the car.
No, that's crazy.
That's, like, real crazy.
She said she gave them the money and threw the drugs out.
Exactly.
So the kids, so she kids made her
kids,
involved.
Kids accomplices,
the runners, in drug terms,
right?
Yeah. The runners.
There you go.
So I mean, that's a very, very, and KK, you know, she has done her thing. She was feared when she came on. It was like people were scared of her, like a mobster type thing.
And
so,
they were.
So all these women, I mean.
I don't know what happened to him. Did he pass?
I don't know. Maybe they stopped.
Wasn't Tammy's mother?
Tammy's mom was there. She was mentioning stuff that
she wasn't proud of, that she had issues with her mom or with her daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Or something like, yeah, she was something that was like they haven't had always a perfect relationship. Is what are you doing? A perfect
relationship. What?
Tommy, though, she seemed like such a nice person. I mean, I only ran into her for like a few seconds, but she was like really cool. Like,
Tommy is my girl. I love Tommy.
And I was like, girl, what's up with you? She was like, girl, stop. And I was like, girl, you looking good or whatever. And she was looking good. And I was like, it's cool or whatever. But no.
And that was it.
No.
That was it.
That was it.
Now they are best friends.
Right. Today's gonna be the next episode of Love and Hip Hop.
So I ran into my girl at the carpet.
Right.
No, but it's just sad. It's unfortunate that she has this situation going on with Sam because, you know, it's like messed up her relationships, her friendships. Like, she's not being able to like hold great with confrontation. She doesn't seem like that in person. But when the, you know, so it's
when the cameras come on. But also, she's at an event where you do celebration. Right. I mean, you can't be, you know, on edge. I think in the situation, if you keep getting put in a situation where you're next to your mom or next to people you don't like for instance, with Dime, and the situation happened there, you know, you don't like somebody and you're in a situation where in real life you wouldn't have to be around them at all.
Right.
But the show forces that because they want to see what happens. Yeah. I mean, that's reality TV 101. And so obviously if you're put in these situations, you're going to lash out. And Tommy is the type of person, it appears, that she does not handle it well.
Yeah. You made a great point and reminds me of Cardi B. About last month, she went live on her Instagram. I'm pretty sure she was drunk in like Dubai or something. Uh-huh. But she was just explaining how when you're in the industry, you gotta deal with people that you don't even like because there's a check on the line. Right. So it's like either you stand for what you want or you get this bread. Uh-huh. So she was just talking about how she just hates having to put on a fake old front and act like we're cool all for this whole entertainment thing, which is what a lot of these, I guess we call these actors, right? Yeah.
Ren is doing on this show.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, Tommy, she, for a while, you know, she wasn't able to pay rent, wasn't able. And when this came, you know, into the mix, she was then starting to like get a following, get money. And her mom, they probably didn't really have a good relationship, and then her mom seen her on TV, probably was like,
and reached out.
Hey girl, like, I need some money. Especially like
if I can
see it. coinage.
I need some coins.
So no, I mean
that make, and then you fold it into, you know, the storyline. And so then now she's getting a check. So I mean, it works that way. But yeah, I think Tommy is just the type of person that just doesn't like to be around people that she doesn't like. And that's just the bottom line. It just doesn't handle it well.
I was glad to see her in this episode, too, because the blog has been saying that she's fired from the show, but she just confirmed not too long ago that she's not fired. She just, you know, is trying to figure out, like, they're still, like, signing contracts and stuff.
For the following season.
But
yeah, because I heard she didn't make it to the reunion or something like that. So I don't know if that's a spoiler alert or not, but that's just what I heard.
That she's not
because
part of the
wasn't at the Jamaica trip. They were like, she's fired, but it was because she didn't have a passport.
I thought the reunion wasn't filmed until after they... Oh, okay, maybe I'm tripping. Huh. Never mind, never mind. I thought the reunion wasn't filmed until after they aired the last episode.
No, it would have filmed already. They usually film it like maybe a month,
especially
a month and a half.
Because of the season finale is next week.
Yeah, so, they would have filmed the reunion already because I remember I heard stuff about it already, like what happened. You know, the blogs will sometimes hit, you know, stuff that happened, especially if there's like a big fight. Like I remember that time Jocelyn and Stevie was going crazy that one time. I remember hearing about that prior to the interview, the reunion airing. I mean, I honestly I do hope. For whatever the situation is, I hope that they can resolve because, like the women were saying at the table, like that have children, it's like you have these children, you want to have a decent relationship with it if you can. That's all you have. Like, your children is all you have. So it's like it sucks, and you may have. I know of people. You may have heard them as well. Is that people? Let's say they have a parent that they're not getting along with, and that parent passes away. And then now they, you know, regret not having the relationship or whatever the situation is that happened, you know, letting that fester. And then now they don't have them anymore. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that they can make amends. But obviously it's going to take time. And I don't know that will happen on the show. I'll put it like that.
Maybe
and it
is at the reunion.
Maybe at the reunion.
Maybe.
But I don't know. We'll see. Let's talk about Dime. I mean, we kind of mentioned her already, but she ends up meeting with Rashida. Speaking of Tommy, there was a situation, and I didn't think this was going to go well, to be honest, when they're at the conference room that was rented, the rented conference room. And so she meets up with Rashida, and she's talking. And, you know, Dime seems like she has turned over a new leaf with the whole fiancé situation now and where she's at in life. She seems to be happy.
They had her in a good light up until this episode here.
Yeah, for real.
It got real dark.
Right.
She was winning.
And so, you know, the whole thing was to mediate with Tommy, and then Tammy comes and brings Tommy. And the whole thing is that, you know, they all... You know, the women that were in Jamaica was able to expel their differences. And now Tommy was not in that. So, like, hey, let's get Tommy on board. Let's, you know, mend this situation. And Tommy, you know, of course, they start talking. And Tommy feels that Dime sabotaged her wine tasting event, which I agree. I think she did because she the way she acted about the whole Jocelyn thing. What do you guys think?
I think you need to calm your ass down, fake ass gangster. All right, first of all, I don't think sabotage is the word. I don't think sabotage is the word, but she definitely did play a part in the event falling apart.
I just think that like the whole situation with him is just dumb. I feel like it's really dumb. Like I feel like they both
this is so dumb. This is really dumb.
Like, the fact that, first of all, these girls is dressed in, like, lawyer meetup attire.
With the pantsuits.
They can't get... I just want to see these girls just going to happy hour and just getting along.
Well, I did appreciate they're like, no, let's meet here because there's no alcohol involved. Yeah. And no throwing drinks. And so I appreciated that. Not that I thought it was going to be any better outcome.
Right.
But, I mean, I think the thought was in it. I love Rashida after like, well, we tried. Like,
no, we tried.
We tried.
I think things were blown out of proportion too when Tommy was like, if a person wants to get this work, and then immediately Dime was like, oh, you talking about I'm gonna get the work? I'm giving out workouts. Right. And like, you know, I just think that like their street lingo and the things they've gone through, them both being, I mean, Dime being in the strip club, they both honestly don't know how to like trust females. And so the moment that like somebody says the wrong thing, it's immediate pop off.
Triggers.
When it's just like
triggers.
I'm trying to express myself to you. It's not like I was like, girl, you will get this work tonight if you don't come at me correctly. She was just saying, like, whoever comes at me a certain way is going to get this work. She never said, like, you could have got that work that night, but you know?
Right.
So I think it's clear that it was just a whole big misunderstanding. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But once the tempers flare, you got two hot-headed people.
Pop off.
It's too late. Like you said, it's too late. Crossing the line, and then they up, and then it's like, they don't even know what they're fighting over, but now they're both for the scrap.
Dime's just like one of those like friends who throws you under the bus, because like towards the end when Tommy was like walking up, she was like, I'm not like your mama, or like something like.
She hit her with the low blow.
She said, I'm going to beat you like your mama was supposed to.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, girl. Damn.
Yeah, that is. I saw that.
Ooh, are you bringing up, like, you the type of friend, like, if I tell you secrets.
Oh, we bringing up mama.
Yeah. You want to talk about your mama.
But knowing that her mom, they don't have a good relationship, because she saw what happened at the wine tasting.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, and you're going to say, like, bring my mom into the equation, right, and then like you're just being super petty for no reason. I could be really petty about your past, or I could be like talking mess about your situation, but I'm not. So
right,
I don't even care. I don't even think Tommy is losing sleep over this situation, like at all.
No, my thing is
she didn't look tired.
Everybody, I think they try to make it to where everybody can get along. And you have a ton of type A personalities. And everybody is not going to get along. I mean, that's just the nature of it. It doesn't mean that one person's a bad person, this person's good, or what have you.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's just everybody, just like you, that's like saying I'm friends with the whole world. Like, you know, because this person may believe this, and you just like, I don't rock with that. Or, you know, I'm kind of on this level here, and whatever. But you just can't, and the show tries, like, oh, man, come on, we all women, we all girls, or whatever. Even with the guys, like, it's the same thing. Like, we just ain't all.
The guys don't really have issues like that, though.
But they ain't really friends outside of.
Yeah, but they don't have issues. It's not like, oh, I dislike you.
I would love to see that. Love to see a switch. Just the guys having beef, but it's not going to happen. But what I wanted to make a point was, you know, like, you watch soap operas like Days of Our Lives or Young and Restless. Those are, of course you guys don't, but those are essentially their other actors that they work with. I don't think that they ever hang out with, you know, their castmates and things like that. So I think it's the same thing with Love and Hip Hop. Like, okay, you're gonna be in a scene with these people for the next 2 weeks, so we need to make it seem like you guys are good.
But it's a job.
The cameras go
it's
off.
A job. They're getting a check, like, for this. Yes. Like, this is a job.
I don't care about you. I don't even know where you live, nor do I care.
Right. And a lot of times they film these places, like how Cardi B said, she was in some interview, and they
Airbnb it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not even filming at someone's home or something, you know. So it's like, they don't know. I don't know where she lives, or I don't know. I don't even mess with her outside of, you know what I'm saying, the show. And so it happens. But I think for the sake of the show, they try to do this. But I think a lot of it is they know it's going to bring drama.
Do it for the show, guys.
Do it for the show. AKA, do it for the ratings. That's what they talking about.
Well, happened. Kirk was like, forget the ratings. Right,
I'm tired of it now.
I'm tired of
stop
doing it.
Stop fucking up my life. Sick of this shit. Got me out here in hot tubs with other bitches and impregnating other bitches. This is your fault. Why? Dumbass TV show.
I can't wait to see that.
You'll be survivors. Or American
Idol. One person take, though, before it's like, all right, the check isn't even worth it at this point. Like, y'all got my life doing a whole 180 degree twist now.
But I think
that's where he's been at.
I heard too.
To, like, basically put your marriage on the line, like, you're playing with, like, fire. You're not supposed to do any of this in your marriage.
I also heard that they're doing a new thing now with, like, the newer people that they signed onto the show, where they're trying to get them into 360 deals. So, like, if you have a let's say you have a business, you come on the show, you're Cardi B, you sell weave. Okay, you come on the show. If you want to talk about that on the show, then production needs 5%
percentage of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Reminds me of
because you're using the platform right, to promote
to
and
sell. Right.
Reminds me of what they do with the show Shark Tank. Like, if you come to try to get a deal from the bosses, whatever, they say before you even come on, just know what it, when you advertise your thing, we get like 10%
off. Rent. That's like on the, like, you know that when you, I'm saying, like, as a viewer, you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's the way the show is set up.
Exactly, yeah.
It's set up that you're trying to get your business on. Mm-hmm. Right.
But with this, we don't, like, they play this facade. Like, they, of course, and they're told to, like, play it up. Like, oh, I got this whole big thing going on, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like.
But if you promoting and we get, they see their name, we getting that check.
And it's all, it's not always, like, different people is different cases, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, did you have this business before? Because then you can get a different deal. Or, like, did you start this on the show? Then that's, like, they're probably going to take a higher percentage, whatever, whatever. But,
Excuse me. Interesting. Hmm. Interesting. Speaking of Kirk, the Frosts did go on a family trip. We did see earlier Kirk with his lawyer. First of all, it looked like everybody's getting a DNA test. So little Cannon is getting his, and then we see the ex boyfriend stalker guy. He's getting his, and then we see Kirk. It looks like Kirk is in the same building. Come to find out, he's going to see his lawyer.
I know.
And so when he goes to talk to his lawyer, he's like, "Yeah, man." Which I thought he was going to go to his lawyer to get the DNA test. He said spoke nothing about the DNA test, and he's talking about like you know, and my thing. We already knew that he was giving her money, right? Or that's what she was claiming. So he confirms that he was giving her money without knowing that that's his child.
Cash money.
And he feels like she messed up the situation because when she went public and started mentioning like Kirk is the baby father and da-da-da-da, of course that messed up his situation. So now he's not giving you no money no more. So my thing is like, what was the reason? First of all, why would you give money to somebody and you don't know that that's your child? Like, what would be the reason for that? If you're not sure. Because to me, it seems like it would be very easy to just get a DNA test right away. And then if I'm the father, okay, cool. Then we're going to work this out. Yeah. But if I'm not, then I'm like, I'm good.
Right, exactly.
I don't understand why the fear.
That's why this is fake. But, but to maybe give an explanation as to it, maybe he thought he could pay it off for so long that it'll stay undercover. If that was his thought process, maybe he was thinking of doing payments until the child was 18 because it's over, right. So it's like, why even go all the way down there? Why don't you just figure out if it's your child or not? Which we still don't know.
Right, we still don't know.
The separation papers, I feel like, was a smart move. He just did a terrible job at explaining it.
Yes.
Horrible job.
Very much so.
It was a smart move, but you just did a horrible job of like trying to explain yourself.
That's like the breakup. Hey, it's not you, it's me. You know?
It's not you.
She's like, you beat me to it.
Right. It's not you, it's me. Yeah. It's always me.
Yeah, but I'm breaking us up.
That was a Seinfeld reference.
You're okay.
And no, what it comes down to is money. Which is really, really sad, too, because it's just like...
Wrong crowd, I know.
You know, they basically... He's basically like, he doesn't want old Jasmine to be trying to, like,
get
money out of Rashida's business. And I mean, I think that it's nice of Kirk to be thinking about Rashida's
you think about
money
us.
And the family, but it's just like, we would have never been through this had you
had
not...
Had your ass kept your legs closed the whole damn time.
Where was your antennas?
Where was your antennas?
When them
that bitch opened up her pussy. Hmm?
Sound like somebody.
One thing about Rashida's business then was you.
What is going on? I'm so lost.
Y'all know next Friday? Well, Friday after next? Y'all gotta stay with it, man.
Man, I'm sorry. I only saw it once.
It was terrible.
Just saw it one time.
It was not terrible.
It was not terrible.
No.
That shit was funny.
Hilarious.
My thing is, I just feel like there's something with the DNA test. Like, he must know for sure it's his. And that's why, because, you know, she even brought it, and it wasn't Rashida, it was Rashida's mom, I think. She's like, we don't want this, we want the DNA. You know, she's like, that's what you
DNA.
want.
DNA. DNA.
But it seems like I would want to know if it's my child for sure or not. Mm-hmm. If I was unsure. Now, if I was sure, I was like, no, that's my child. It looks like me. That's me all day. Then you handling your business or whatever. But to be like, I don't know if it's my child, and but, you know, I'm just going to act like it is, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get separation papers, and I'm going to give money to her. And, like, I mean, to me, it just doesn't seem like it's very smart. I mean, I just want to know if I'm missing something.
This whole time, I thought that Rashida was the one that wanted a divorce. That's what he was making it seem like when he went in and he went into the office with the lawyer. I'm thinking that this was a discussion that they had, like, previously about divorce papers. But when he brought it to her, it was kind of like she wanted to just... She was shocked. Uh-huh. The whole mm-hmm. family was shocked. And it was petty of him to bring it in front of the whole family.
I think he was made to do that. And yeah. I think I think that's what caused right. I think that's because you don't want to do that in front of your children.
No, hell no.
And then the mother-in-law too. You know how she feels about him. Mm-hmm. So I think that that was part of it. Yeah, like, hey, if you're gonna do this, you have to do it in front of the family. Yeah. Even him coming there to begin with.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Think that's why what prompted him to what we see in the next episode where he's like, I don't care about ratings and da da da, because he's like, dude, I'm doing all of this. I'm under contract to do this, and I don't even care no more because now I'm all screwed up, you know? And so I think that, yeah, I think he was made to do that because, again, that would make sense.
That's what happens when you want to be famous. You sell your soul.
Yeah.
Do to things that you know you shouldn't be doing. You know you should not be bringing your family on national TV. Innocent children. This 16-year-old who's now at school and he has to deal with people coming up to him mm-hmm. and talking mess about his family.
You know, I'm actually glad you just brought that up because I remember Tammy was on the carpet on the BET Awards and Joe Budden was interviewing her and she said the same thing. What's going on with these new cast members now? They want to be famous so bad that they're willing to do anything just to get their name out there. Mm. And then just because Budden mentioned that the way Tammy carries herself on the show is the respectable way, which I think I think so is too.
Yeah.
But many of these other cast members, they're just willing to do whatever it takes to get to, I guess, that level where she's at.
Yeah, because Tammy never went into the show like, I want to be famous or, you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She went in and now look at her like she's about to be on Tell. She's like, you know, she's making her rounds. Like, she was on the carpet by herself. Like, she wasn't, like, you know?
Right, right.
So I think, it's like, she did things
I remember she came on the show with the specific reason to expose her brand, mm-hmm. which is her swimwear, which I think that's what she did. And I'm sure it's working out well for her, too. So.
Well, and she was, like, Walker's woman, you know? And I think that the initial attraction was him as the rapper. And because she was with him, then it, like, you know, hey, do you want to be on the show with me? And then kind of see the journey together. And I think she saw that. And she got into a couple of scuffles, but it wasn't like what someone, I mean, it's
nothing
wasn't
was
a Tommy,
like forced.
Yeah, wasn't a Tommy situation. It wasn't like how we see where, like, every time they get it, you know, boom. So, but yeah, I mean, I think she has held her own. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you're going to do this, you need to make sure it's about your business. Like, to me, it's like, why do this and then just be on, you know, scrutinized for nothing? Like, you know, for whatever they're giving you.
And I feel like Kirk, too, he never owns up to his problems because he is now saying that Jasmine was filming him illegally and also, like, filming his son.
Well, they said he used Carter's picture on mm-hmm. social media.
So now he wants to sue her for defamation and for slander. When it's like, what?
Yeah, stop it. No, he's definitely the one of, you know, it's not me, it's you.
It wasn't me.
Right. So, It wasn't.
I was about to, and I was like, no, don't do it.
The Shaggy,
That was maybe with Stevie J. Scooby Doo.
Scooby. Oh, right. Mimi.
Yo, Mimi's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Mimi's hilarious.
I specifically.
I feel like Mimi is just like her. The way, like, everything has. Because, you know, she's an OG on the show. And, you know, her is devious.
Pretty much.
I know her backslide and Millie Walker with this bitch.
I don't rock with this bitch.
Yo, son. But no, she really, she's, I feel like her character this season is really like, she's just angry. I have not seen her smile like at all the entire, like nothing. Because, well, first of all, she's not in a relationship, you know, with anybody this season. And it's like her whole thing is every time you see her, it's like, don't bring that girl around my baby. Like, you know, like that's all she's about.
I specifically told Stephen Jordan not to bring that woman around my child. And you think I won't fly? I was on the next flight.
No, she's really, she's like.
Way too well.
The head, though. She does. She so she enunciates really well.
Yes, yes.
Specifically,
she like hits everything.
Every single
syllables on point
for real. Nah, but she. Yeah, I feel like she's just very just angry the entire show. He even asked her, like, you see, he was egging on. He's like, "Where your ring at?" Like, she's like, "I don't have one."
And then they
like,
flash back to him. Right.
The classic scene.
Right.
Classic Stevie J.
That was crazy. Yeah.
That was my favorite moment in like, hip hop history.
That was crazy. That was probably, yeah. I was up
this
there
is
for
my
me
favorite.
Too. Like, that was up there. Because that was
beats
just,
that.
Because
was
how
so
do you
good.
Do that? Like, how do you really,
so
like.
Good.
You completely. Took the shine from her and was like, I'm going to stop that over there. Let me give you right. some shine, too.
Because, you know, you deserve a ring, too.
And she got so mad. Oh,
that was the moment where like, I officially became a fan of the show. Really? I was like, this is amazing.
This is great.
This is amazing. This is
great.
Yeah. So great. Good.
Yeah, man. So we have one more episode for the finale. Mm-hmm. Next episode. Let's get into predictions right now. Let's talk about that.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict the baby isn't Kirk's.
The baby is not Kirk's.
Not his.
Okay. What? Is that based on what you saw, the letter that Jasmine sent over to the
no,
show?
No, it's just I feel like knowing this show, we went through all that shit
for nothing.
Okay.
I agree because this whole thing is fake, but we continue to watch it because we need to be entertained.
Okay. I don't know. Power's back out now.
Hey. Power.
Just filmed the first after show, and your boy's on it. Go check it.
Oh, word?
Plug.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Plug.
Nice.
Do shine.
That's what's up.
What do you think, Trizzy?
No, I definitely think that this whole situation with Stevie J and Jocelyn, like this Estelita situation, I'm bringing the first lady of Danger Zone and bringing the daughters to the club, like I feel like Stevie J is going to pull something out of his hat to where he's going to make it seem like he's disloyal to Jocelyn in front of his kids.
I think it's going to be Estelita.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I totally think it's
and be the way their reaction was like, oh, you know, when he says first lady of, you know,
danger.
Because at this moment, like, I think it's like some real beef between Jocelyn and Stevie J, because it's been in the news that Jocelyn was just like saying like, I feel really bad for Bonnie Bella that she has a father like you. Like, so I think that he's definitely going to do something to like turn against Jocelyn, and it's going to be some issues between them.
Mm.
And yeah,
okay,
that's my prediction.
What about you, Lim?
I think. It's going to be hard to have closure, I feel like, with some of these things. It's going to be hard to wrap it up in one episode. I don't think there's going to be... I know that Tommy and her mom are going to talk. I don't think that's going to be resolved. And if it is, I think that would be super, super fake because there's too much there. There's too many layers to, like, wrap it up, like, in the last episode. I think that... I think Stevie is going to have Estelita at the club to show his daughter's good faith. Like, I ain't rock with her no more. This is you know. I think the whole... I don't know. I mean, the whole baby situation, I think that... I think I agree with you, Khalil. I think that they took us on this journey, and we're going to find out it's not his. And it's probably going to be through... I don't know, because it sounds like he's not trying to take the DNA test. At least that's what we saw. So it's going to... Obviously, it probably... Maybe it's... Oh boy, the stalker, the ex-boyfriend. It could be
young
his.
Boy.
Oh, bro.
Right.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Right. Plot twist. Bro. Bro.
Right. You been there?
Plot twist. Nobody on the show is dad.
Right, right.
Nobody on the show is the dad. That's the plot twist.
Right.
But I just
baby Jesus. This is baby Jesus.
Joseph, man.
Oh, now that'd be a plot twist for your ass. We got baby Jesus on Love and Hip Hop. I like it.
Hey now,
I like
hey,
it.
Don't disrespect my Jesus. All right? Right. I don't know about exactly. I don't know what you
talking about over there. Keep that over there.
That part.
All right.
Rebuke that.
Man. But when I seen the moms, it made me think of Smokey's mom, and she's like, "Yes, he did. Yes, he did." Remember the part where
Smokey mom?
Smokey's mom was on the phone, and she's like, "Aha, oh, yeah, girl. Yes, he did." Okay, people that like watch Friday. You get what I'm saying.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and freaking Tammy's mom, Loki, reminded me of Smokey's mom.
Oh.
That's why I brought that up.
Make it enough.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
It's only $1.
Make it enough.
Right. That was funny. Yeah, man. I think it's going to be, you know, they try to do the wrap up. I don't think a lot of this is not going to be wrapped up, but it'll be interesting, you know, seeing the reunion show and kind of what develops from there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be an interesting reunion show, to say the least, when it comes down to everything. And kind of that's when I think the real stuff comes up, because then now there's been, you know, social media talk and like stuff going back and forth and, you know, stuff happening outside of the taping. So I feel like we get a lot of real deal
Somebody
stuff.
Somebody said they remember the scene in the chat.
So I'm glad. I'm glad you guys, because that's probably one of my favorite scenes from the movie.
Zias Lu Wap. Shout out.
Shout out. Didn't leave me hanging. Like my co-host, except Khalil had my back.
I was trying to remember. It's been a long time since you see the movie. I have seen that one more than once. The Friday after. Which one was the best Friday? The first one. Never mind.
Oh, we're going to be here all night.
Wait, it's got to be the first one.
That's you agreed.
Think,
yeah,
I was going to say the second or third one was not better than the first one.
I got to watch them. I got to watch them all back to
my
back.
My list goes.
The second one wasn't that good.
One,
though.
Three, two. That's my list.
I would agree that that's fair. That's fair.
I don't remember too well. I just remember these tens. That was in the second one, right? That was great. That was great.
That.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh. The only thing I remember was
Say it again. Woo! It's Pinky, nigga. Oh man, Pinky's right there.
And then that, and then let's keep it in the family, Craig.
Oh yeah, yo, Jackie is so funny. Oh my god, she's hilarious.
She has long nails.
Oh yep.
My gosh, that was terrible. That was so creepy.
I wanted to share my quotable. Shout out to my man Stevie J. You want a ring? Turn your phone on silent. All right. I like that joint.
Oh man.
Ain't no kinda. Should be on a shirt.
Ain't no kinda.
He's like,
I like the well we tried. Like, well we tried. I mean, we gave it a shot. We tried. You got one?
Oh man, it had to be Mimi. Scooby Doo.
No, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, she put I feel like she was fed that line. Like, say this one right here. Just throw it in there. Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we got one more show next week, and then, well, of course, we got the reunion special, but one more real episode of Love and Hip Hop, and then the reunion starts.
Real episode.
Real episode.
Yeah, hold on now.
Yeah, how about some real episode?
What have I been saying the whole damn season?
What type of real
That was like a joke. Like, it was a joke.
This guy.
Can I make a joke? Like, guys?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Hey, wrap it up, man.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Liv Gonzalez here. You can find me always at the Poet Saint all day, every day, and on my website, standthemic.com. Trizzy.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
It's your boy, Jimbo Lottie. Got more legs than he got, buddy. Jimmy V at Be Your Own Dad. Go to my blog. I got all my footage from BET Weekend. If you want to go check that out, beerondad@blogspot.com.
Khalil Boo Boo at Khalil Boo Boo. Shout out to everybody in the chat holding us down as always. Cool. Shout out to everybody in the comments. If you didn't like the show, well, we tried.
We tried.
All right, y'all. Until next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.